For over 7 months while Matthew Charles was incarcerated at Grayson County Detention Center, Naomi Tharp was his support system. The night of his release is no different. Tharp carries a bag overflowing with items as she arrives at the prison.
Some more clothes, some jogging pants and shirt, and jacket.
When Charles turned himself in last summer, he was wearing shorts and a t-shirt. Tonight, it's cold and windy in Litchfield, Kentucky. Tharp walks through the metal gate to meet Charles inside. Within minutes, they come out together.
Hey, how y'all doing? All right. It's been 7 months, 234 days since I went in, and I just kept praying, kept hoping, kept believing, and this day has finally came.
And just like that, Matthew Charles is a free man. Again, Charles' sentence was originally reduced after he served 21 years of a 35-year sentence for selling crack cocaine. He was out for 2 years. He got a good job, began volunteering every weekend, made friends, reconnected with his family. But the government appealed his release. They said he shouldn't have gotten out because he had prior convictions that made him ineligible. He was forced to return to prison in 2018, something that's almost unheard of in the U.S. It caused an uproar in his community, eventually became national news, garnering the support of politicians, celebrities, and media outlets. They highlighted his religious conversion behind bars and pointed to his rehabilitation. Here's Dana Perino for Fox News.
Matthew Charles is actually a good role model to show other prisoners that are serving a sentence, like, if you get right, then you could also have a promising second chance.
Now Charles is free again as a result of the First Step Act, a new criminal justice reform law that changed the crack cocaine sentencing guidelines, making them retroactive for all offenders. It also allows people in prison to get out earlier for good behavior and sets aside more funding for programs. Not only is Charles one of the first beneficiaries, his lawyer, Sean Hopwood, who advocated for the bill, says he's part of the reason it passed.
We use Matthew's story to sell lawmakers on why the First Step Act was so important, why some of these sentencing provisions lead to unjust sentences and unjust outcomes. And so Matthew's story was one of the ones that we flagged for members of Congress.
That's because Charles was convicted before the Fair Sentencing Act of 2010, which reduced mandatory minimums for crack offenders, but did not apply those changes to all previous cases. The First Step Act remedied that, which means that Charles' short return to prison could, in the long run, potentially end up helping to free thousands of others serving similar sentences. Matthew Charles says he always believed there was a purpose to his reincarceration, but didn't know what until now.
I never could understand why this was actually happening, but I kind of see the picture, not the clear picture, but I kind of see now that not only was it able to benefit and help me, but it's also able to help others in similar situations.
Charles hopes his case inspires other people in prison to seek rehabilitation, knowing that a positive change can also have a legal reward. Until now, Charles says there have been few incentives at the federal level to join programs aimed at reducing recidivism and preparing men for return to society, especially if they're serving long sentences.
It allows them to have hope. It allows them to keep their mind clear. Now they can say, I'm still going to have to do the sentence. But when I'm released from that sentence depends upon how I program, how I take advantage of the situations that lie before me.
Now, free from fears of returning to prison, Charles wants to help those that make it out, like him, after decades behind bars. The plan is pretty simple.
Utilize whatever opportunity lies before me to be able to help more people, because I receive a tremendous amount of help. I also wouldn't mind doing some small business ventures to be able to benefit those that are being released. I would wrong them to not remember them.
Starting over is not easy, but Charles says it makes a world of difference when someone out there is rooting for you. For WPLN News, I'm Julieta Martinelli.